Hey everyone, it's Michelle Fawcett, the Dreaming Dilettante, coming out to you with episode 14 of the Creative Podcast. So how are you doing? I hope you're having a good start to your week. This podcast is coming out again on Wednesday instead of Tuesday. Tuesday is my normal day. I was here in the studio working yesterday and I got a lot done, but I didn't get the podcast done. And rather than stay later, I decided that I would just record it today. So I hope that is all right with you, and I hope that you're doing well. I mentioned in this week's blog post about doing a bit of a detox, and I said I would talk about it a little bit more in the podcast. So I thought it would be a good topic for today. I think it was either last year or the year before. I had done a no input kind of detox. And basically what I did was I did not have any more what I was calling input come in for a month. So I didn't watch any TV shows. I wasn't listening to podcasts. I don't know if I was even listening to radio. I didn't watch YouTube videos, anything like that. And all I was doing was basically trying to use that time that I would spend kind of consuming new information, new creative tasks or ideas. And I used that time to try to create and kind of find my own voice. And the reason I had done this was, one, I was a little kind of frustrated with what my choices were for things to watch on, television, that sort of thing. I wasn't really into anything. But mainly I felt like I was being distracted by new ideas, new projects, new techniques, and I wanted to focus more on making things rather than watching people make things. And so I came up with the idea of just having a month where I didn't consume any new information. And I didn't read. I love to read, and I didn't do anything like that. It was really just an opportunity for me to, one, have a little quiet time. It was almost like I didn't do any kind of digital, anything digital. I have a sip of my coffee there. Another podcaster that I listen to, Michael Knobbs, he does and I'll link to his podcast too. It's his website is Go Gently, and he does like a hibernation, or he does offline weeks where he's no longer he doesn't go online or anything like that. And that was the idea, the essence of kind of what I was taking in. So I wasn't going to go online. I wasn't going to do anything other than banking, that kind of the little like tasks that I had to do. And I also decided that I went through and I cleaned out my inbox. So I was unsubscribing before I did this to any newsletters that I just wasn't reading. The things that kind of come in, and the minute I see them, I just delete them because I'm either not doing that anymore, I'm not focused on it, or I just haven't bothered to unsubscribe. So I did that to kind of alleviate my inbox. And then I would go in daily just enough to clear it out. And for me, that worked, because it's not like I had things that were going to lure me in and I was going to be distracted again. So I would do that. But for the most part, I tried to stay offline and I just tried to focus on creating, and I really enjoyed it. And the reason I wanted to do this again and what kind of prompted it this time around is I feel like I'm getting very easily distracted with new ideas. And, I'll see something that somebody's doing, or a technique or something, I'm like, I really want to implement that, or I'm reminded of something I was doing that I haven't done in a while. I'm like, oh, I should do that. And I'm less aware of the things that I should be doing. So I'm kind of, as I said, just getting easily distracted. And that's one of the things that I wanted to shift, because I have some big goals. I have some projects that I want. Plus, I want to be sharing, and I mainly want to be sharing my own creative ideas, my own way of doing things. And sometimes I find it's too easy to get influenced by how other people are doing things already, or suggestions or ideas and things like that. So I was giving it some thought about doing another detox. And so my first thought was that I would do it for a month like I had before. And then as I was writing the blog post, I was thinking, you know, maybe it would be better to have certain days of the week as a set kind of not no online day where no online day, offline day. There we go. You know, a set day of the week where all I'm doing is not, I'm making things. In other words, I'm not consuming new information. And that actually felt a little bit better because I thought, you know, it would spread it out and it would be the kind of thing where I would know that I had certain days each week that were focused on creating or focused on finishing projects and that sort of thing. So I've been thinking a little bit about it and how I want to structure this because I do have so many things that I want to work on and I'm getting very distracted and I'm getting more ideas, more things that I want to add to my plate. And I haven't actually finished the things that are already on there. Namely, there are certain projects that are just kind of passion projects of mine that I really want to do. It is November, so I am taking part in NaNoWriMo. So I'm trying to write every single day. And that's something that a practice that I want to keep my writing every single day, editing every single day. I also have the podcast that I create here. I have my weekly newsletter, my weekly blog post that I do. And I'm kind of recommitted myself to making videos for YouTube. So I want to start sharing weekly creative videos on YouTube. In addition, I'm trying to create a backlog of content for Patreon that when I plan on launching my Patreon membership, I'd like there to be some buildup of content for people to go back and look at. I don't want to just launch it brand new and then have it just be the new, obviously there'll be new content. But I also wanted there to be things for people when they sign up to kind of go back and look at. And it also is giving me an opportunity to really kind of hone in on what it is that I want to offer. What kind of things do I enjoy filming? What kind of things can I film? What am I taking on that's maybe too much? So it's been a bit of a practice run for that. Not to mention the store that I'm trying to launch. So I'm trying to create digitals. And then my passion is I really want to make stickers. And so I've been working on stickers and different things. So I'm doing all of the things. But I find that it's almost like I'm pushing myself out a little bit further. I'm pushing my deadlines out a little bit because it's like, oh, well, I want to work on this thing too. And that's taking up time. So it's not procrastination where I'm not actually working on any of these things. But obviously the more projects that I have that I'm working on, the less time that I can dedicate to each one. And I like the idea of having my studio time set up with little chunks of time that I sit down. And it's like, okay, well, the first thing I work on is this, and then I work on that, or at least I have a goal for each thing that I work on. So Mondays I create this and Tuesdays I create that and so on. So yeah, it just felt like the right idea to start focusing more on creating and sharing because I think that's what it is too. I love, there's so many amazing creative people out there and they share their work in beautiful ways. And I'm in awe of them, really. I truly loved watching and following the people that I do and seeing all it is that they create. But at the same token, I feel like, I don't know, maybe I feel guilty, like I need to be contributing a little something to this amazing, amazing marketplace. So yeah, I'm trying to kind of hone my skills a little bit, be a little bit more disciplined. And I'm so bad with that word. Discipline always makes me feel like I'm being scolded and I don't do anything. But it is, and it's because it's important to me. It's not, this isn't just about being productive. This isn't just about, you know, having to have to-do lists that get checked off or things like that. That's not what I'm working on here. It's just the idea of wanting to contribute and start to finally share some of the things that I'm making and doing here. So yeah, and it's also noticing the areas that, you know, there's the content that I love to watch and the content maybe that I like to create are not the same things. I thought for sure that once I had my studio space, I would just love recording studio vlogs. And it turns out, and I think I shared this with you guys before, but it turns out that just as I don't like to edit my writing, I don't like to edit videos. I get I don't think it's the editing process. I think it's just I'm critical of vlogs. Like I can edit other things, like a where it's just, the talking hands kind of thing. But even that, I tend to just not like the editing process. And I think it's because I like to be in the moment of creating things. Editing to me feels like when you would, get a paper back in school and you had to correct it. I think that's what it is. And so it doesn't feel fun to me. So yeah. So I'm trying to work through that and just get to a point where I can get into a nice rhythm of editing and filming. I found it's helpful if I edit at home. Sometimes I do it at night before bed. I'll sit down and I'll edit some things. I'll have like a TV show on. I've been rewatching The Golden Girls. Loved that show growing up. So I've been rewatching that, and I'll edit videos while I'm doing that, and that's been helpful. So I'm trying to fine tune it, and I'm just curious if you have a similar thing where you realize that creatively speaking, maybe you're learning lots of new techniques, but you're not making as many, or if you find that maybe you're not making anything because you feel like you're not good enough, or you feel like you don't have the platform, or you're not sharing, or maybe you don't, want to have a platform. So you're not making things, and you kind of want to, and you're missing that time with your creativity. Because of course, it's not all about, sharing what we make out in the world. There is that honoring of our creativity, and I think for me, this, these few months of having the studio space has been a bit of a learning curve and kind of figuring out what it is that I want to do, what do I want to share, allowing myself some space. So I'm really not being harsh with myself when I'm talking about doing a no input. I'm just thinking that when it starts to feel like I can't find my voice anymore because I'm thinking too much about how, oh, I like what that person did. Oh, she did it this way. I like that too. And then I'm going to go do. It just feels like I'm getting easily distracted, and that I need to fine tune it a little bit more so I can start sharing a bit more of me into the world. It reminds me of when I was the new homeowner, and I remember going to stores, and especially the independent stores, and you go and they had like all these. There was a town that I used to love to walk around, and they had all these really cute stores that had different, some of it was vintage, but some of it was new stuff, and they decorated everything really cute. And I just would like want to buy everything because I loved the way they had pulled it all together. I loved the presentation of it. But the reality was, just one piece in my house wasn't going to have that same effect. And it was really the overall look that I loved. But then I could go, and it could have been like a shabby chic kind of thing. I think that was it at the time. A shabby chic look in one store, and then you go to another store and it could be like a farmhouse country. And I was like, ooh, I love that too. You could see, if you haven't yet, why the dilettante has stuck with me all these years. It's because not because I don't want to get better at things, or not because I don't want to fine-tune my craft. It's just I love creativity. I love creative expression. I love being creative in any form. And I've often wondered if maybe it's just never meant to be more than just part of what I do. It's ne maybe it's never meant to be a business because it's very hard to narrow down to the things that are most important to me because the act of creating is what's important to me. So one day that might be painting, next day that might be writing, another day that might be drawing. And so it's just trying to figure it out and work on it. And so I feel like having a little space around what I'm doing and not having more ideas come in that might make me think, oh, I should try that, or I haven't cut in clay in a while. Maybe I need to pull out my clay. Oh, I love paper mache, And it's all true. And one of the ideas that I had was really just about encouraging, and that's what this podcast is just to encourage people to be creative, whatever that looks like for them. So, not to be focusing on just teaching people to do certain things, or techniques and that sort of thing, but rather just to encourage people to make time each day for themselves and for their creativity, whatever that looks like, whether it's, strumming a guitar or if it's, working in an art journal or if it's making a painting or sculptures or earrings or jewelry or whatever. It's really just about taking that time each day to be creative. So that's my focus with the podcast. But when it comes to sharing everything else, I can easily get distracted. And maybe that's the key. Maybe I need to stop trying to do themes because I think that's what a lot of people do. They'll have, they share one type of video, so it might be sculpting or painting or whatever it is. And that's what they share on their channels. That's what their blogs would be about. And maybe I just need to kind of embrace the fact that I'm not going to have anything that concise, that instead all of my things are going to be a bit more varied and So we'll see. We'll see. I'm not sure what's going to come of it, but I will keep you updated. I haven't decided anything specifically yet. I do, like I said, like the idea of having certain days maybe where I'm not watching anything or I'm not taking anything, any new classes or techniques or watching YouTube or reading and those kinds of things. But rather spending some more time cultivating my own work. Another thought is I can remember a few years ago, I kind of felt like I was getting stuck in the mornings at my computer. And it was almost like the days felt like they were getting sapped away with me just sitting at the computer. And so I had implemented that I didn't use the computer at all before noon each day. I think it was noon or 1 o'clock each day. And I wonder if something like that might not be a better way to do it. So where if I have carved out certain times during the day where I'm not using the computer or watching videos or reading books and those kinds of things. So it's interesting. I'm not really sure where I'm going to go. I'd love to hear your thoughts. So please do share, comment, and let me know what you're thinking because I do feel the need to shift a little bit away from consuming and a little bit more for creating. And So we'll see how it works out. I'll bring you guys along, which always feels weird too because it's. I'm going to be making podcasts and talking about not doing, having any input, not listening to other people's work. And if you're going to take part, you're not going to. I have to admit that marketing was probably a good thing that I did not pick that as a career path. But maybe it's the kind of thing where you can follow along. In your own way, or after the fact, maybe it's the kind of thing where you listen through me doing it, and then take some notes and ideas, or take what you like from it or what you didn't like from it, and then create your own version of it. So that's another thing that can work out too. It doesn't have to be something that we're doing the same time. And I wonder if you feel that way. I'd love to hear your thoughts. If you find that sometimes you just get this, but you can't make anything because you're just thinking like, oh, well, she's much better at that, or like kind of that imposter feeling that we can tend to get as creatives, if that ever hits you, or if you're feeling like you're trying to find your own unique creative voice. And maybe, like me, you're trying to start a business and you're trying to work out the details of what it is that you really want to share. And I think that's, for me, it's a bit of maturing. And my creativity getting to a point where I recognize that I'm going to be sharing some things and that it's work and that you have to kind of push through. I know with me, I picked a topic and I'm writing a book for NaNoWriMo, and it's a totally different genre than I'm used to writing, or a different way of writing, I should say. And I'm struggling to do it. And there's part of me that just is like, well, just go back to the other story that you're writing. It doesn't matter. The whole point is to write. But I'm also learning that I, with our creativity, pushing a little bit beyond where that resistance shows up tends to be where all the good stuff is. And I know this isn't news, this isn't surprising. I'm just trying to implement it more in my own life and my own creative practice. So maybe this is something that we can do together, or maybe you're great at it and you have tips. I am open to hearing that. So please do share. I want to thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. I look so much forward to hearing your comments. You can always email me, message me directly on there, or you can comment. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. And I'm going to be putting this podcast up on a new streaming service. So hopefully you'll be able to listen to it on whatever platform you like to use for your podcasts. You should be able to hear this on that. So you don't have to just go to my blog or to the Substack to hear the Substack subscription is what I was going to say, to hear the podcast. You'll be able to hear it on any of your streaming services. And then I do plan on slowly uploading the last 12. So if you're interested and listening to any of those, the previous 12 or 13, you can do that as well. So thank you again for listening, and I will be back again next week. Take care, everyone.